The government says he's made enough.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This year, Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis has faced angry shareholders, regulatory scrutiny. He lost his chairman title. Now he'll get no salary or bonus for 2009. This comes out of a government investigation into the pay packages that bailed out banks. The government's pay czar has reached a deal requiring Lewis to forego his bonus and pay back the million or so dollars in salary he's gotten so far this year. When Bank of America reports earnings this morning, it's expected to show a loss. Citigroup also posted a loss to shareholders. Yet J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs made money. So what's the difference? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look.
On the one hand, J.P. Morgan Chase just posted eye-popping profits, but Citigroup and Bank of America are bleeding money. Guess which ones are partially owned by taxpayers? So is this some kind of bailout backfire? James Angel teaches finance at Georgetown University.
Well, the government ended up owning the sickest banks.
Angel says the real difference is not the bailouts, but the buyouts. He says J.P. Morgan's purchase of Washington Mutual went pretty well, but B of A's acquisitions of Countrywide and Merrill Lynch haven't been so smooth. He says Merrill was a lot sicker than B of A thought.
The cockroach theory. When you see one cockroach, there are often more lurking in the woodwork.
But don't call the exterminator just yet, says banking consultant Bert Ely.
We are going through a relatively severe but still fairly typical banking credit cycle as these companies deal with all of their credit quality problems.
Ely says Citigroup needs to put its focus back on consumer banking and B of A needs to digest its new acquisitions. But the two could look very different this time next year. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
As I said, B of A reports earnings later this morning. Last night, after the closing bell, IBM and Google posted profits that topped expectations. And moments ago, General Electric reported profit fell 51% in the third quarter. Revenue was disappointing, but GE was able to cut costs enough to, again, exceed earnings expectations. And major European markets are up about 0.5% this morning. Asian stocks were mixed. Thailand's market rebounded after days of panic about the health of the country's 81-year-old king. He's still sick, but they're less panicked. On Wall Street yesterday, the Nasdaq was flat. The S&P 500 and the Dow rose almost 0.5%. The Dow added 47 points to 10,062. President Obama's agenda for reforming financial markets took a little step forward yesterday. The House Financial Services Committee approved a bill aimed at taming the wild market for over-the-counter derivatives. Marketplace's Steve Hann has that.
Companies use derivatives as a way to hedge against risk. If you run an airline, you can lock in your fuel prices. If you're investing billions overseas, you can lock in an exchange rate. But big financial firms use this market as a way to speculate and profit from swings in interest rates, spikes in fuel prices, even some types of debt defaulting. One big problem for regulators has been some of this trading occurs out of sight. The new bill would force many derivative trades onto exchanges, where transactions could be tracked and risks to the economy monitored. Next on the House's agenda is a vote on the Consumer Financial Products Agency. Its mission would be to protect borrowers from abusive loans. These bills will eventually be rolled together into one large reform package. A full House vote on that is expected sometime next month. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
You might have a brilliant invention, but you still got to get it to market. The 9th annual British Invention Show is underway. The idea is to find financial backing for deserving inventions. The show's organizer joins us now, Kane Kramer. Thanks for taking the time.
It's a pleasure.
So who comes to this show?
Quite a broad selection. I mean, we've got 15 countries participating, and we've got 125 inventors who are here from as far as Malaysia, Taiwan, I mean, really from all over. And so those are the people sort of showing their ideas. Visitors to the show are people looking for business opportunities.
Let's talk about some of the inventions on display today. I saw one is a hairbrush that dyes your hair as you brush.
Yeah.
Bad news for the beauty salon, but otherwise a fine idea.
Yeah, it's a fine idea. I mean, there's some really sophisticated stuff, and there's some really just nice, simple, straightforward stuff that just makes you go, hey, why didn't I think of that? I mean, one simple one that I really love at the show is basically a magnetic tea towel. So instead of messing around, fiddling, sticking hooks on things, it's actually got a magnet in the tea towel.
It's in the fibers?
Yeah, you just throw it at the fridge. It kind of fits with human nature.
Yes.
And those are the ones that really get adopted, the ones that really fit and mold with our own sort of activity and the way that we actually function as human beings.
Let's talk about one more invention at the show, an automatic pomegranate de-seeder. Kane, as I just did this last night for my child, I say it cannot be done with a machine. A machine can play chess, but a pomegranate is complicated.
It is complicated, but, you know, the man's done it.
Where will these inventions show up? TV shopping networks, the moon? Where will we see them?
You'll see them every day in daily life. I mean, they really do filter through. For example, past winners and people that are actually here at the show, like Mandy Haberman, who's the inventor of the Anyway Up Tippy Cup. You know, that's a child's drinking cup. When you turn it upside down, it doesn't spill.
The Sippy Cup, we call it.
Yeah, the Tippy Cup. Yeah, that was launched at the British Invention Show. You know, these are real life set. These are, you know, innovation is really important. All the problems that we're facing today with climate change are a result of innovation and technology impacting the planet. The only way we're going to get ourselves out of all these problems that we've got today is to innovate our way out of it. And that is what all innovators around the world and inventors around the world now are making their number one priority.
Kane Kramer, organizer of the 9th Annual British Invention Show, underway in London. Kane, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much indeed.
This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.